news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Yes, indeed. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. FM Talk 106.5, phone number and text line, one of the same, 343-0106. Anything interesting on the text line this morning?
I'm talking with some folks on the text line right now.
I got to get into that. All right. Busy over here. What's going on?
We just mentioned the mayor's state of the city address from yesterday and who all the mayor was thanking healthcare workers for all the hard work they've put in since COVID-19 hit our state. Also, grocery store owners, restaurant owners, and small business owners across the area, what they've had to deal with. And Martin reminded me, truck drivers need a shout out too. And the truck drivers, they're an essential job. And
they haven't slowed down.
I've got actually my best friend moved out to Seattle, and he's driving trucks up there now in Seattle. And talk about some icy roads, some windy roads up in the Northwest. He has a fun time driving those, but he's away from his family just like so many other truck drivers. And without truckers out there, the economy isn't moving. If the big rigs aren't moving, the economy isn't moving. And I know y'all are listening to us out there right now as you run your routes this morning. So I want to thank you for everything that you've done throughout this pandemic as well.
But it's a good call right there. Let's, speaking of on the road, check that traffic with Kane.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department clear, but state troopers do have an accident without injuries at Lot Road just south of Commandary Road. It's been a good ride so far across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Ford. Again, you're clear. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street, across from the golf course, offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, pain, or seizures, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products like their tinctures, flowers, and more. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
All right, here are your three big things, at least according to me and Dalton. You may disagree.
Wrong. You might disagree.
You're wrong. We figured it out early this morning. Mayor Stimson and his State of the City address, also Wall Street and that big hit. Biggest dive since June, and some technical snafus throw a wrench into day three of the Mobile County Public Schools remote learning. Some of what we're talking about and discussing today, and of course everything like that is also online at FM Talk 106.5, so you can check it out there.
Yeah, and let's check the COVID numbers as we do every morning here on Mobile Mornings. Nationally now, 6.1 million total cases of COVID-19 and over 178,000 have died so far due to the virus, but it's not all awful news. Nationally, the number of daily new cases has leveled off at around 41,000 per day over the last week after it fell from its peak for well over a month, and we're now averaging around what we were seeing back on June 29th. As we were heading up that curve. Number of patients currently hospitalized with the virus is 34,676. That's the lowest since June 29th. And nationally, they're testing around 720,000 daily. Right around 5.7% of those test results are coming back positive, also averaging 859 deaths per day nationwide. And while that is a high number, it is the lowest we've seen since July 23rd. So some of those metrics are looking much, much better. Now, in the state of Alabama, 118,601 confirmed cases in the state and 2,120 have died due to COVID-19. The number of daily new cases fell for a month, but it's stalled out since the middle of August at between 700 and 900 per day. Right now, Alabama is averaging 829 9 cases per day over the last week. Also averaging 5,608 tests per day. That's the lowest numbers in testing that we've seen since June 17th. I don't know if that's because fewer people are sick and feel the need to go out and test. That's what I'm hoping is the cause, or it could be a limited number of tests, which I find hard to believe with the how far along we are now in the pandemic and the ability to get those tests out to people. Also right now, 872 Alabamians currently hospitalized with the virus. That's the lowest number of people in the hospital since July 4th, which I believe is notable because so many pointed to that Independence Day holiday as the reason for an uptick in cases that followed. Daily deaths in Alabama have dropped to 18 per day. At our peak, we were seeing around 27 deaths per day back on July 27th. Right now, Mobile and Baldwin counties, we're seeing Mobile County has 110 people that are currently hospitalized with COVID. During our peak at the end of July, over 200 per day were in the hospital, so they cut that number by about half. Mobile now averaging 49 new confirmed cases per day, while Baldwin County is averaging 42 per day. That's the closest our two counties have been with the number of new cases daily. That's the lowest for Mobile since June 23rd, while Baldwin's numbers have been rising after a recent uptick in cases. Locally in Mobile and Baldwin County, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths attributed to COVID per day since mid-July.
I guess this thing is just going to be around in some form, you know. We'll just have to deal with it.
Well,
that's all I can figure. How would it disappear?
Yeah, you know, we just, as a nation, as a city, we just kind of have to keep grinding and doing our best to, you know, live life, live it as safely as possible. I've seen some people greatly affected by the virus. And
so have I.
Just got to keep keeping on. I guess that's a cliche at this point, but I think there's some good news around the corner. You know, they're talking about a vaccine maybe being available by November. Of course, that's already split politically. The left saying they're trying to rush it out too early and there could be bad side effects by releasing a vaccine.
I will shoot that directly in my eye. I will. If they say this is the only way you can get it, I say, you know, I'll just have to be tough here for a moment, but go ahead, ma'am.
Well, regardless whether they get it out by October or November, it seems we're on the verge of having a vaccine, even if it doesn't come out until January or February.
Yeah.
Hopefully that vaccine works at least most of the time, and then hopefully we'll get some herd immunity going here nationwide once people are able to get those vaccines. So I think we're seeing some light, maybe it's probably premature to say it, but some light at the end of the tunnel and get out of this thing over the next few months.
I just accidentally sprayed this hand sanitizer in my eye. You remember that about an hour ago?
I do. So
because it's coming out funny, like I've got it aimed like this, and still yeah. I have it aimed for my hand, and it got me in the eye. So I think I'm ready for that. Okay, college campuses.
Mm-hmm.
We heard early on Auburn, you know, the packing the bars, Tuscaloosa closing down the bars, and all that kind of thing. So anyway, coronavirus on the campus. Not much you can do about that. Here is what a doctor at Yale University, a professor, Dr. David Paul Thiel, he thinks he's got the answer to socializing in the pandemic.
Okay, what's his idea?
This is a guy from Yale, so he's well-versed in a lot of things.
Yeah, clearly smarter than all of us, I'm sure.
Outdoor beer pong. He says, he tells college administrators, not just on the esteemed campus of Yale University, but anywhere, like Princeton or Faulkner. He says, he wants, the Gulf Coast, I guess it's known as now. He tells college administrators, allow the students to pull out the ping pong tables and the cases of Budweiser and turn a blind eye to beer pong, and it's safer and the kids can party. And he thinks that's a solution to rather than kids crowding into bars. Your thoughts, Dalton?
Well, I don't know this guy, but I already like him. I like where he's going with this. Protect beer pong. You know,
Protect beer pong at any cost.
I've played that game before once or
twice.
We
all have.
I've played it outside. I've played it inside. I will say it gets a little more. The difficulty rises once you go outside. You know, it's the difference in playing in the Superdome in New Orleans or playing at Lambeau Field up in Wisconsin.
And because, like track and field, you got the indoor and outdoor track season.
Exactly. So yeah. You know, just a note from the wise for some of these people, got to pay attention to the wind. The wind is very important when you're playing outdoors.
The wind or the conditions were kind to the Jags last night. Loved watching how well they played at Southern Miss.
Yeah, how about that? They looked like a brand new team last night. South Alabama starts the 2020 season off right. Also, we had two high school games in the area and plenty more on the way tonight. So I'll give you an update coming up in sports.
It's Sean Sullivan. Let me just point out that I don't have to get up as early anymore to talk to Larry Kirby at LC
WCM. Larry, is that okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of waking you up every morning anyway.
All right, so check out Larry Kirby and I talking about what's going on at WCM on Midday Mobile this afternoon on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The USA Jags snapped a 15-game losing streak, earning the team's first road win in 2 years. The Jags beat the University of Southern Miss on the road in Hattiesburg 32-21. The game was televised on the CBS Sports Network. Surveillance video caught the reaction of workers at a convenience store the moment a 3.8 magnitude earthquake hit yesterday near the Alabama-Florida state line. The video shows the sign above a cash register shaking at Opie's Cafe and Coffee Shop. There was no serious damage reported and no injuries. Geologists will continue monitoring the spot for aftershocks as well as future quakes. Police are asking for the public's help finding a food truck trailer stolen from the wharf in Orange Beach. Surveillance video shows a Ford 4x4 four-door King Ranch hauling off the Bellagio Grill food trailer. Facebook post claims it was spotted in Birmingham. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, 7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Last night, the South Alabama Jaguars got their 2020 football season off to a great start with a 32-21 win in Hattiesburg over Southern Miss. The Golden Eagles were 2 touchdown favorites, but the Jags were clearly the better team last night. South's quarterback Desmond Trotter passed for 299 yards with 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, and most of that yardage went to former McGill Toulon wide receiver Jalen Tolbert. Tolbert caught 6 passes for 169 yards and 2 touchdowns.
10 play to drive is a deep shot. Trotter, it is hauled in. Tolbert has it. Touchdown, Jags. It's Trotter to Tolbert again.
That call from CBS Sports Network and Carter Blackburn on play-by-play. Fellow wideout Kwon Baker also scored on a 52-yard touchdown reception from backup Jags quarterback Chase Lovertich, and that South Alabama defense all over the Southern Miss offensive line. It was South's first road win in their last 16 tries. Up next, they'll open the new Hancock-Whitney Bank Stadium on the USA campus next Saturday against Tulane.
You know, between what Tolbert did last night and our guy C.J. Evans for Austin Peay.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, college football barely exists without the graduates of McGill Toulon Catholic High School here in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah.
Those guys are bringing it.
And it wasn't only McGill Toulon. You know, last night, Colin Lacey, freshman out of Faith Academy.
Yes.
He touched the rock a couple times, and I think we're going to see some great things from him over the next few years at South Alabama.
I'm real excited to watch him play.
Man, he's a speedster. And that wasn't all either. In the other college game last night, UAB defeated Central Arkansas 45-35. Blazers quarterback and former Spanish Fort star Tyler Johnston passed for 2 touchdowns in the win. So lots of Mobile County guys getting some play in
Mobile
college.
And Baldwin County.
Mobile and Baldwin Counties.
He was basically the Tim Tebow of high school football. Incredible high school player.
So good. That whole family.
Yes.
Pretty good at football, I'd say.
Yes. They've got that down.
Yeah. Week 3 of Alabama high school football began last night. There were 2 games played in our area. Theodore shut out Alma Bryant 28-0 in a 7A Region 1 matchup. And UMS Wright responded after losing for the first time in 34 games by defeating LaFleur 25-6 at Ladd Peeble Stadium. Tonight, there are a number of games games on the schedule, but five games in our listing area have been canceled due to COVID precautions. Gulf Shores at Spanish Fort was called off because Gulf Shores had to forfeit their game. Now, this is interesting. Spanish Fort will instead host Park Crossing tonight, and that game will not count against either team's record, but keep them fresh in these weeks where they don't have an opponent.
Okay.
Orange Beach forfeited their game at Leroy. BC Rain forfeited their home game against Satsuma. Baldwin County was forced to forfeit their home game against Blount, and Clark County earned a forfeit win after Greene County suspended their season. Some of the games you should pay attention to tonight, I know I will, McGill Toolin playing at Saraland. Our very own Dan Brennan, along with our friend Jim Cox, will be on the call from UTV 44.
Pre-game 6:30, kickoff 7:05.
I'll be there. Well, on the TV. Williamson plays at St. Paul's tonight. Murphy hosts Davidson at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Daphne will host Fairhope. Bayside Academy plays at Excel. Faith Academy hosts Alberta. Foley plays at Baker. Chickasaw hosts Hillcrest Evergreen. Mobile Christian at Escambia County. Robertsdale at Citronelle. St. Luke's at Washington County. T.R. Miller at Cottage Hill. And Viger will host W.S. Neal. So lots of high school football to check out tonight.
Since you're leaving for the beach at 5:05 today against... anyone's recommendation.
Oh, gosh.
I can tell you where you're going to be at 7:05.
Sitting in traffic?
Almost to Robertsdale. That's where you'll be at 7:05.
Oh, I hope not. I'm hoping I'm chilling on the beach by that point. 7:21, that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
No good news out of Wall Street yesterday after it got to basically an all-time peak.
Yeah, hit right? All-time highs on the Dow and S&P 500 a couple days. We'll tell you what happened yesterday in the stock market.
Headed to Orange Beach for Labor Day weekend? Stop for Cammie's Old Dutch Alabama Homemade Ice Cream, available at Dell's Ice Cream, 25637 Canal Road, carrying over 30 of Cammie's homemade flavors. Try some ice cream, a milkshake, or a sundae, and tell Dell and Thomas Cammie sent you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing.
Hand me one of those gummy wormy thingies.
I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection?
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh, my! I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh, dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you.
And still protect all your stuff. Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, state troopers on the scene of an accident at Lot Road just south of Commandary. Now, you'll see traffic starting to build across to Bayway coming in from westbound I-10. Still a good ride. You're seeing heavier traffic, Theodore Dawes Road in between I-10 and 90, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner, they invite you in for lunch today with 7 weeks of French fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, the three fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning. It is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5 at 7:25. Wall Street's euphoria took a break Thursday. Steep losses in technology stocks dragged the rest of the market down with them. The S&P 500 fell 3.5%, the biggest decline for stocks since early June. That was during pandemic, That was during a spike in the pandemic numbers, and that caused Wall Street some heartaches back in June, if you remember. That said, the market felt due for a breather, investors said, because both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ hit record highs just the day before. You were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, right? On both Tuesday and Wednesday.
Day-to-day, yeah, back-to-back,
set record highs.
So it was Apple. It dropped 8%.
Oof.
Amazon lost 4.6%. Facebook gave back 3.8%. The big tech stocks, it's been a good year for them.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in a way, this stuff's over my head. I just do high school football, and I talk to Dalton on the radio. But this might be kind of an adjustment or a correction.
Yeah.
Is that what you're reading?
I would say that's my best guess, and I am also not an expert. But, you know, they've talked about this tech bubble for years now, and maybe a miniature tech bubble with how the economy is moving right now. But they did have some reasons for why we saw this drop yesterday. And, you know, the stock market has been great ever since we kind of dropped off that cliff once the pandemic came to our shores. But yesterday was also a day where we saw the newest unemployment claims, and they fell more than expected. The number of Americans filing new claims fell more than expected last week, but that number is still pretty high. They said this morning we'll get monthly payrolls reports, which will also have some kind of an effect on the stock market. Also, they said U.S. services industry growth slowed last month, likely as the boost from the reopening of businesses and fiscal stimulus faded. So remember, we had that big stimulus bill that passed back in April or May?
I think they got on it quick. Mm-hmm. You know, they understood everybody's panic at that time.
So the effects from that kind of maybe played a role in this also. And NASDAQ, their third biggest one-day fall from a record close. But, you know, I kind of think of this like I'm seeing with the charts from COVID-19 every day. And you can't always expect things to fall perfectly all the time or continue to rise perfectly. You're going to have corrections. You're going to have spikes when it comes to COVID-19.
Yeah.
It's all about keeping it moving in the long term. And that's kind of what we saw yesterday with these numbers. And you're right. It was led by tech with Apple dropping 8%. And Tesla, they got hit pretty hard yesterday too.
Yes. Some of the companies and stocks that were doing, if I'm reading this right, what I've read, some of the ones that were doing best during all this coronavirus and COVID-19, they were the ones that took the biggest hits.
Yeah.
Okay. It is 7:28. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. And our text line and our phone line are one of the same, 343-0106. Got news on the way, plus Dr. Bill with a very hot weekend. He's got details, and he'll break all that down on the way next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The USA Jags snapped a 15-game losing streak, earning the team's first road win in 2 years. The Jags beat the University of Southern Miss on the road in Hattiesburg 32-21. The game was televised on the CBS Sports Network. Surveillance video caught the reaction of workers at a convenience store the moment a 3.8 magnitude earthquake hit yesterday near the Alabama-Florida state line. The video shows the sign above a cash register shaking at Opie's Cafe and Coffee Shop. There was no serious damage reported and no injuries. Geologists will continue monitoring the spot for aftershocks as well as future quakes. Police are asking for the public's help finding a food truck trailer stolen from the wharf in Orange Beach. Surveillance video shows a Ford 4x4 four-door King Ranch hauling off the Bellagio Grill food trailer. Facebook post claims it was spotted in Birmingham. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats and the Trump administration take a key step towards avoiding a government shutdown later this month. Aides from both parties on Capitol Hill say House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin struck the deal earlier this week and will announce it soon. They say it aims to keep a government shutdown off the table amid ongoing battles over new coronavirus relief legislation. President Trump rallying support in Pennsylvania last evening.
61 days from now, we're going to win the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And we are going to win four more years in the White House.
At a campaign rally in Latrobe, he touted America's economy, even during the pandemic, saying it will only get better if he wins re-election.
You're going to have an incredible economic year next year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple three-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The government's expected to report today that just under 1.4 million jobs were added in August. That would bring the total number of recovered jobs up to roughly 10.8 million, half of what was lost in March and April. The nonprofit, significantly funded by Lowe's, is ready to hand out more COVID-19 business emergency relief grants, and the next deadline for small businesses to apply is Monday. The local initiative support corporations offering grants ranging from $5,000 to $20,000, thanks to their home improvement chain's $55 million contribution. The Royal Australian Mint is minting one donation dollar for each Australian citizen and putting them into circulation, 25 million coins that can be used as normal currency. But the government's encouraging people to donate the coins directly to help other Aussies who might be in need of a good day. A screeching halt to the recent rallies. The Dow off 807 points, or just under 3%. The S&P lost 125 points, or 3.5%, but the NASDAQ lost 5% of its value. Futures mixed.
This year, Michigan businesses have had to adapt, and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation was right there alongside them, helping to connect businesses to new resources, meet new partners, and access the additional capital they needed right from the start. If your business needs support to reach its new potential, the MEDC is available to help in any way we can. Contact us today for customized business assistance at michiganbusiness.org/partnership.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company.
If you're a sportsman and love the great outdoors, you know how important it is to utilize the tips and tricks that really good fishermen and hunters know. That's why sportsman and writer, editor, and photographer John Felsher is sharing his knowledge gathered from a lifetime of learning what works and what doesn't. Listen for the Outdoor Tips Daily on FM Talk 106.5. You may become more successful fishing and hunting. Brought to you by Silver Creek Range. Online, silvercreekrange.com. Outdoor Tips with John Felsher on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Glad to get a chance to talk to him twice a day live on FM Talk 106.5 on Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. And Dr. Bill, happy Friday.
It's Friday already, yes.
Here we go. So what do we have in line as Dalton and his family head to the beach at 5:05 this afternoon?
Well, we got some pretty good weather for the beach, and if you're going to stay inland this weekend, you might face a couple of afternoon thunderstorms, but all in all, looks like a good weekend. We'll start out today with sunny skies and rather hot today, up to 95 degrees. And then tonight will cool only to about 75. And then over the weekend for Saturday, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, again up to 95 degrees. And then on Sunday, plenty of sunshine, slight chance of a thunderstorm, and the high temperature will be in the low 90s. And then Monday, I still expect quite a bit of sunshine, but we also have a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, and the high on Monday will be in the low 90s. And Tuesday, a better chance for thunderstorms, keeping temperatures down around 90 degrees. And it looks like the middle of next week, we will see some cooler weather along with showers.
Okay. Cooler, you say cooler meaning?
Any temperatures in the low to mid-80s.
Ooh, low 80s. Ooh.
I like hearing that. Let's talk about the tropics a little bit, Dr. Bill. Hurricane Nana and Omar. What's happening with those two fine people that we call
Omar
hurricanes?
Is still in Nana. Existence. Very weak system out in the North Atlantic. Mm-hmm. Nana has dissipated, and the remnants now have moved out over the Pacific. What we're looking at now for the next few days is still some activity out in the tropical Atlantic. And we have right now two systems, one halfway between Africa and the Caribbean, and another one much stronger, a tropical wave, a little closer to the African continent. And both of those systems are moving to the west, and over the next week or so could start to affect the Caribbean, the Caribbean islands.
Well, I know a lot of people are planning on getting out on the boat this holiday weekend.
Yes.
What are the conditions out in the Gulf right now looking like?
Looking pretty good for the weekend. I expect for Saturday a northerly wind in the morning at 8 to 13 knots, and then southwest 3 to 8 knots in the afternoon. And then on Sunday, a little brisk in the morning, about northeast 15 to 20, but then it'll become southeast 8 to 13 in the afternoon and seas 1 to 3 feet. And on Monday, an easterly wind at 8 to 13 knots and seas at 1 to 2 feet.
All right, great news. Well, it is a Friday, Dr. Bill, and everyone knows what that means. It's time for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale, and I've got high hopes today, so let's put a number on it.
Well, we've got pretty good conditions. We do have some rain in the forecast, but just a few widely scattered to isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Temperatures on Saturday a little bit high, about 95 degrees. But if we put it all together, it comes out to a 1.8420.
All right, 1.8420. Can't complain with
that. How does that rank there, guys? Is that pretty good weekend?
After the last few weeks,
that's a good
one.
That's a good one. Doctor, I'm the professor explained to the new student that that's a good score. Thank you, Dr. Bill, because is anything over 1.8 pretty good or no, not necessarily?
Yes, that's good. Over 1.8, yes, very good.
Okay.
Once in a while, we get over 1.9, which is extraordinary.
Oh, heavens, I'm fanning myself at the thought of that. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and thanks so much, Doctor, and have yourself a great weekend. We will talk to you on Labor Day.
Okay, Dan.
All right. Good stuff. So we have good weather on the way.
Mm-hmm.
You're heading to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
The only really problem in your whole game plan is the fact that you're leaving your house in West Mobile at 5.05 p.m.
Yeah, that might be a problem. The rest of the family left earlier in the week, so I'm going to be sitting in... I might not sit in that traffic on I-10 and then the Beach Express and then 59, because I've been getting hit with numerous texts. Yes, I've been here long enough. I know the side roads to take down there, but I do appreciate everyone telling me which way to go.
I almost always take the side roads now. I will take back roads... all the way down to, I'll take like 90 to 181, south on 181, cut over and throw across Robertsdale to the Beach Express. Does that make sense to you?
That's, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Now, all the people that head down to Dauphin Island instead of over to the Baldwin County beaches, they're looking at us like suckers right now, saying our drive is not nearly as bad as that, unless the bridge is backed up. Then you might have a little bit of a trouble.
If you're going to Dauphin Island, it is pretty cool from town because you can get there in about 40 minutes and, then you're there. That's sweet, isn't it? It is 7:40 on FM Talk 106.5. All the news, it ain't all bad. We'll prove that coming up next.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests.
Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Hi, this is Jim Toll with FM Talk 106.5. Many of our customers have asked us about advertising during this challenging time, how to advertise sensitively as well as effectively. With access to research, years of industry experience, and customer feedback on what works, we can help you design a campaign that will be authentic and creative and communicate your values. Get your message in front of the right listeners thousands every week. Call me, Jim Toll, at 251-447-8219.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, now working an accident northbound 65 exit ramp to Moffett Road Service Road. Also, we've got another one east I-65 Service Road North. That's going to be without injuries, and state troopers still there at Lot Road south of Commandary Road with no delays from the Eastern Shore. Are you shopping for floors? Wabama Flooring in Robertsdale is a place to go with over 400 options in waterproof flooring for Mohawk, Shaw, and Stainmaster carpet to hardwoods and laminate. They've got great savings store-wide. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic. Because I'm happy, clap along
if you feel like a room. Segment of the show we call it Ain't All Bad, because all the news seems to be all bad, right? So it's not all bad, and you were a former standout athlete at Clark Prep, so...
I stood out by how slow I was, yes.
Well, I played high school basketball at a Catholic school in New Jersey, and to say I played, I sat down at the end of the bench right next to the priest, and sometimes he would get into the game sooner than I would, actually. he was a better on-ball defender. But anyway, so it ain't all bad. Up in Michigan, they took high school sports away, at least football.
Yeah.
So this kid was a really good player, and he's a big'un. He's 6'4" and 300 pounds. His name is Royce Daughtry, and so they canceled high school football. Now, he's a prospect. He's a big, good-looking kid going into his sophomore year. What's he going to do? Moan about it? No, he's not. Cross-country. 6'4", 300 pound. He joined the cross country team. The coach of the cross country team was like, I thought some of the football players might wander into my office. I didn't think Royce was going to come here. I saw a picture of this kid running cross country.
Yeah.
6'4", 300 pounds. You know what your average cross country runner looks like in high school, right?
Yeah, they're about 125 pounds.
So he's not, you know, he ain't all state in cross country. He probably will be in football. The coach said the biggest dilemma for them, finding a cross-country jersey that could fit all Royce.
Wow. That's how you find your niche there once your love is taken away. I'm wondering, are they going to use him in like a fullback role where you shoot the starting gun and he just takes out everyone on all the other teams? Then you let your runners go ahead and
win. The other coach says, I think that's illegal. But he has turned cross country into a contact sport, I guess. But pretty cool, taking the lemons and turning it into lemonade. Royce himself says he enjoys the competition and it's another way for him to stay in shape. So good for Royce.
Yeah.
What I got to say.
And by the way, Michigan yesterday announcing they're bringing back high school football.
No kidding.
Yeah, the people revolted and they're going to play some high school ball up there now.
Royce is going to quit the team.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, anyway, good for Royce, good for Michigan football, kids. I didn't see that story. That's good.
Yeah, new unemployment claims out for the month of August now, and it ain't all bad. Let's carry that on here because August payroll numbers are out, too. Now, they were expecting August payrolls to hit at about 1.35 million. The actual number that came in nationally, 1.37 million. But even better news, U.S. businesses added back 1.4 million jobs in August, and the unemployment rate has now fallen to 8.4%.
4% nationwide. They were expecting, you know, they tried to predict what these numbers will be. They were expecting us to be at 9.8% unemployment, so dropping down to 8.4% unemployment. And then yesterday, the weekly state unemployment numbers came out, and for Alabama, we dropped nearly 10% from the week prior in unemployment claims. There were 7,823 unemployment claims filed last week, 9.8% down from the 8,676 that were filed back on the week of August 22nd. And they say about 56% of those unemployment claims were due to the COVID-19 pandemic, about 4,404 people with new unemployment claims. So they were put out of work due to COVID-19. And also regarding unemployment, state of Alabama, I guess, sending out checks starting yesterday. We got a text on the text line earlier. You have an unnamed texter. He said, Alabama sent out the $1,200 extra yesterday, 4 weeks of $300 extra in unemployment claims. And that's kind of been the plan since that $600 a week in extra federal unemployment benefits kind of went away at the end of July. So they're back paying now for the 4 weeks in August, $300 of extra money in federal unemployment benefits. I know at least a couple people on our text line said they started receiving that yesterday. So if you are unemployed, you know, I hate how many people have been put out of work by this, but a little bit of extra help coming from the feds starting right now.
All right. Sports on the way. Jags looked real good last night.
Yeah, starting the 2020 season off hot. South Alabama went to Southern Miss. I'll let you know about that game coming up. And also, have you heard the news about Cam Newton? I have. I'll tell you. Coming up in sports.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The USA Jags snapped a 15-game losing streak, earning the team's first road win in 2 years. The Jags beat the University of Southern Miss on the road in Hattiesburg 32-21. The game was televised on the CBS Sports Network. Surveillance video caught the reaction of workers at a convenience store the moment a 3.8 magnitude earthquake hit yesterday near the Alabama-Florida state line. The video shows the sign above a cash register shaking at Opie's Cafe and Coffee Shop. There was no serious damage reported and no injuries. Geologists will continue monitoring the spot for aftershocks as well as future quakes. Police are asking for the public's help finding a food truck trailer stolen from the wharf in Orange Beach. Surveillance video shows a Ford 4x4 four-door King Ranch hauling off the Bellagio Grill food trailer. Facebook post claims it was spotted in Birmingham. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on. It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday from Kobe Subaru here, inviting you to participate in Subaru's Love Strikes Twice event now through September 30th. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about this exclusive event and schedule your VIP appointment. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Good morning, 748 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Last night, the South Alabama Jaguars got their 2020 football season off to a great start with a 32-21 win in Hattiesburg over Southern Miss. The Golden Eagles were 2 touchdown favorites, but the Jags were clearly the better team last night. South's quarterback Desmond Trotter passed for 299 yards with 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Most of that yardage went to former McGill Toulon wideout Jalen Tolbert. Tolbert caught 6 passes for 169 yards and 2 touchdowns.
10th play of the drive is a deep shot. Trotter, it is hauled in. Tolbert has it. Touchdown, Jags. It's Trotter to Tolbert again.
Fellow wide receiver Kwon Baker also scored on a 52-yard touchdown reception from backup Jags quarterback Chase Lovertich. It was South's first road win in their last 16 tries. Up next, they'll open the new Hancock Whitney Bank Stadium on the USA campus next Saturday against Tulane. In NFL news, former Auburn quarterback and NFL MVP Cam Newton is officially the new starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. The Boston Globe made the announcement, saying that Newton was expected to win the job after he outperformed second-year quarterback Jarrett Stidham and veteran quarterback Brian Hoyer during training camp. Newton signed with the Patriots in July after he was released from Carolina. He now succeeds Tom Brady following his departure to Tampa Bay in free agency. Newton was also announced as one of 8 team captains, so he's doing something right up in Foxborough. The Patriots open their season September 13th at home against Miami. 10 minutes to late, FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Alec Naaman. He's going to prepare something for us for the weekend and tell us how to do it ourselves all on the way on FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Borwig, and Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My trip to Israel last year profoundly changed me. I traveled from Gethsemane, where Christ prayed, to Mass on the Sea of Galilee. I went to Bethlehem to see where he was born, and then to his tomb where he rose from the dead. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, but it was a place at the Sermon on the Mount where we were taught the Beatitudes that gave me a renewed sense of purpose, to always protect the hopeless, the helpless, and the powerless. Those principles are why I used my good fortune to help build the Morgan & Morgan Hunger Relief Center at Second Harvest, and why we have spent millions of dollars to raise the minimum wage in Florida. My purpose today is different than when I first started. My firm has been my ministry after my brother Tim was hurt. Never did I think we would become the largest injury firm in the world, but here we are, and we are here for you. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Morgan & Morgan, for all God's people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. Still there, northbound 65 exit ramp to Moffitt Service Road. Without injuries, state troopers have cleared their wreck, but they promise they have extra radar out. It's going to be like that along the Beach Express all weekend long. US 90 Dragway in Irvington with their Labor Day weekend races. Tonight's a night with Big Dog Street Wars, Run What You Brung, and Street Modifieds. And tomorrow, the biggest bike show of the year. Find out more at US90Dragway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, y'all. Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and time for What's Cooking with Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. It's a Friday staple of the show. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Labor Day weekend.
You can do a Go Jags at the beginning and at the end today after that big win last night.
I was going to tell you my Go Jags. Great job last night,
just about to kick off the show, and I was telling Dalton, I'm in a real good mood today. I'm not sure why. And Dalton was like, because it's Friday? I said, I don't know. Dalton said, because the Jags played so well? That's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, Alec, what are we cooking?
Hey, man, you know what? Everybody's going to be trying to cook them up something for the weekend, I'm sure. I got my little indoor recipe for oven-roasted Boston butts. You know, people are going to go stand outside in the smoker for about a dozen hours, I'm thinking. I'm not going to get out in that 100-degree weather. I'm going to just turn on my oven at about 250 degrees, and I'm going to cook my pork butt right inside the oven. I'll give you my little secret here. I take some kosher salt and some brown sugar and some paprika and some crushed red pepper flakes and some garlic and cumin and black pepper, okay? I mix all that up together, nice little blend of seasonings, and I rub it all over the butt. I mean, all over the butt, bottom, the top, the whole bit, you know? And then I got the oven on at about 250. Now, I get my roasting pan out, I put my little rack in it, and I set that butt down on that rack, and I slide it in there, and I don't cover it initially. I let it go for about 4, 5, 6 hours, whatever. Let it get a good bark on the outside, a good crust. You want it to be firm. You don't want it to be soft. So you got to get your meat thermometer. And I usually cook it in the oven until it's about 170 degrees. And then I pull it out. I wrap it in some saran, and then I wrap it in some foil, and I stick it back in the oven for another few hours. And I let it come to about 190 degrees, something like that. And man, the outside's crispy. The meat just pulls apart off the bone. It's all seasoned. It's holding all of its juices in when you wrap it with that saran and that foil. And, you know, I cook it for about maybe 10 or 12 hours, so I call this the all-night oven-roasted pork butt.
Mm. Do you keep it at 250 the whole time, Alec?
Yeah, 250 the whole time.
Man, that sounds...
And it just slow cooks, and, you know, now if your butt's about 8 or 9 pounds, you want to go about 10 hours at least. But if it's smaller than that, you know, like 3, 4, 5, like you cut it in half and you cook it, you can go less hours.
Mm.
But, man, I just call that my all-night oven-roasted pork butt.
It's all about the size of the butt, Alec. And, you know, after last night, I'd say we could be eating some roasted Golden Eagle, but I think that's a federal crime. So I'll take roasted pork butt instead. And if folks out there want maybe some of that roasted pork or one of the many other great items that you make it out at Neiman's Catering, how can they get in touch?
Well, I tell you what we got going on. You got to call me today, though, so you can pick it up tomorrow. But I'm smoking some ribs and some butts and some chicken, and I'm selling whole butts and whole slabs of ribs. And, you know, we got half chickens. They'll all be smoked up. I'm got some baked beans and macaroni and cheese and potato salad, all that kind of stuff. So we can make a whole family meal out of it. And I got packages for 6 people, for a dozen people. It don't matter how many people you got. We'll find a way to feed them all. So all you got to do is call us at 473-3900. But you call me today now, 473-3900, so I can throw your butt on the smoker, you know, and smoke you up, buddy. I got to tell you, okay?
Alec, if we call that number, how will we ever know for real if it's you on the other side of the line there?
Well, listen, all my girls in the office sound exactly like me.
Oh, boy.
You won't be able to tell who you'll think you're talking to me, okay?
You've trained them well.
My girls sound just like this, all right?
How appealing. And I like that you call it the overnight, the all-night over. A very provocative title for your little meal today. I appreciate that. Go Jags.
Well, that's if you want to sleep. See, you cook it overnight while you sleep.
I got you.
Now, if you don't want to sleep, you can stay up all night. I don't care, you know. But if you want me to cook for you, you just call me at 473-3900. I promise you, somebody will answer the phone, and you'll think you're talking to me.
There you go. Sneaking that Go Jags?
Go Jags!
We're going to open up the phone lines here in the 8 o'clock hour. That's what we do, right?
Yeah, 343-0106. Coming back for hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The USA Jags snapped a 15-game losing streak, earning the team's first road win in 2 years. The Jags beat the University of Southern Miss on the road in Hattiesburg 32-21. The game was televised on the CBS Sports Network. Surveillance video caught the reaction of workers at a convenience store the moment a 3.8 magnitude earthquake hit yesterday near the Alabama-Florida state line. The video shows the sign above a cash register shaking at Opie's Cafe and Coffee Shop. There was no serious damage reported and no injuries. Geologists will continue monitoring the spot for aftershocks as well as future quakes. Police are asking for the public's help finding a food truck trailer stolen from the wharf in Orange Beach. Surveillance video shows a Ford 4x4 four-door King Ranch hauling off the Bellagio Grill food trailer. Facebook post claims it was spotted in Birmingham. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203.
Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203.